Right here at World Dairy Expo, we're at the John Deere booth, and we're speaking with Jim Books, who is a hay and forage product specialist for John Deere. And we're talking a little bit about how precision farming is helping dairy producers. And tell me about the products that you're exhibiting here and what you're telling producers.
At Expo this year, we're promoting our near-infrared technology called Harvest Lab. We put a unit on our forage harvester that can measure the moisture as it's going through the machine. With that information, we can calculate the true tonnage that we're harvesting. We're going to use the crop flow rate and the thickness of the mat coming through the front of the machine, and we can document how much feed is putting in each truckload or wagon, or how much per acre we're harvesting. That can be used for several things. One, we can adjust the harvesting rate to the receiving rate at the bunker silo so you can adjust packing tractors or other required applications. Also, how much inoculant or some other kind of crop treatment you want to apply can be more accurately done so you aren't wasting material or under-applying and not getting full benefits. Another thing with this kind of technology is we can have traceability. We can take and know which field the product came from, maybe which silo we put it in, which bag, which bunker, and so forth. Then when we're feeding the livestock, we're going to know, as we create that ration, where we're going to have the best source of nutritional supplies. For example, when there was the pet food catastrophe here recently, I think the requirements of all livestock segments in the world will have to have more traceability. We're going to be able to document where this feed came from originally in the field, so what kind of history it had for insecticide uses, herbicides, other things that might influence the value or the feed in some other way. On our brand new 7050 series harvester now, we have the capability of taking this near-infrared reading through our harvest lab, and we can adjust the length of cut on the go. So we can program in for a certain percent of moisture at harvesting. We'll set the length of cut at this rate for this type of crop, corn or hay. Then as I go from one end of the field to the other, or from one side of the field to the other, I have a change in moisture. My machine will automatically readjust itself to maintain that desired length of cut on my pre-selected settings. And that's going to help do several things. Normally, when crop gets drier, the length of cut naturally will get longer. Or if it gets a little wetter from your original setting, it'll get shorter. We want certain length of cuts to create that ration that's more digestible in a healthy manner for the cow with all the other feed stuff that's being mixed into it in that TMR mix. But when I can keep that length of cut accurate, then the amount of air that's mixed into the pile, into the mix, will be more consistent, so I have a consistent fermentation. When I put more air in when it's not wanted, because longer crop will trap more air, the fermentation temperatures will rise, burning up the nutritional value that you just harvested. So you could have the same original feed and end up with a totally different ending nutritional source for the livestock. So milk production all of a sudden drops and you don't understand why. Well, you weren't able to use all your tools out there, and as we fine-tune and micromanage our dairies today, if we're doing everything else right, what's the next step to take my herd to the next higher efficiency level or cost efficiency level? I already invested maybe $500,000 in a forage harvester. By adding this Harvest Lab technology, it's just a small portion of the total investment, and I'm going to use it on so many tons of feed per year and feed X amount of cows. And online, you can go to John Deere online and you can bring up a calculator. You can plug in all your input cost and it'll tell you approximately how many cows it would take to pay for it, or what your estimated difference in the crop that you're removing from your silo each day would be. So if you do manual sampling and send it to a laboratory, or use your own on-farm measuring things such as a microwave test or a Coster cooker, and that takes additional time, maybe a half hour, 45 minutes each time, then do you postpone feeding your cattle? How much accuracy in the where you selected your sample to come from? So if I went to the right, the left, or up or down, or how many of those places do I sample it, mix it, and try to estimate how much of that area I'm going to put into that TMR mix. So with this, we're sampling 18 times per second. We're going to have a very quick sample recorded back to us in as little as 20 seconds. I can extend that time, but I can do it in as little as 20 seconds. All these things are going to keep the U.S. farmer or the North American farmer competing in the world market, because we are worldwide marketers today. And milk is shipped and dairy products are shipped all over the world from any place. And in order to utilize the capability of where you can produce the crops the best, where you have good water sources, where the soil types can handle the livestock waste and the manure, is all going to be determined on all these kind of technologies that document these things.
Really important these days when we've got high feed costs, so the producer wants to maximize his efficiency as much as possible. So reporting from World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.